These are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Neil Foster. And we'll start with news of Newcastle boss Steve Bruce is confident that Carl Darlow will not let the side down if and when he finally gets the chance to fill Martin Dubravka's boots. Well, an injury to Dubravka meant that Bruce was ready to throw the 29-year-old into Premier League action for the first time in 2 years, but the coronavirus outbreak has put a stop to all that. Well, Dubravka played 79 consecutive top-flight games before being ruled out for at least a month with medial ligament damage, but the break in fixtures gives the Slovakia international a great opportunity to be back fit when the time comes to start again. That could mean that Darlow would once again have to remain patient in his quest to get back to first-team action, as the enforced layoff leaves him kicking his heels. Bruce said Darlow's been waiting all these years. Look, he's played in the Cups and played very, very well. Carl is very, very decent. I see him every day. He's a very good goalkeeper, so if he gets a chance, I have no problem that he'll be a very good deputy for him. Meanwhile, according to a new report in Germany, United lone star Jethro Willems has been told he won't play again in 2020. Bild are revealing that Eintracht Frankfurt doctor Florian Fab has told the Dutchman he won't play for 8 to 9 months after discovering an anterior and posterior cruciate ligament tear along with cartilage damage in his knee. Well, it looked bad when he was stretchered off in the 1-0 win over Chelsea in January, but Bild claim his parent club are describing it as a very serious injury for a footballer, casting doubt over his ability to make a full recovery. Well, he's been dropping several hints that he'll return to Tyneside when fit, or at least refuse to give up on his dream of securing a permanent move to St James's Park. But it's hard to see the Magpies activating the reported option to buy a clause initially installed in his loan move from Frankfurt last summer. Finally, Newcastle's players have started training at home after football operations at the club's training ground was shut down amid the coronavirus pandemic. While none of Newcastle's players or staff had the virus or had exhibited any symptoms, they were told to stay away from Benton for at least a fortnight as a precaution because the virus could obviously spread rapidly in a confined space. The players' progress can be tracked remotely by the club staff via GPS to ensure they're keeping on top of everything. Well, that's all for now. Join us for more news later.